Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, and we welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, a senior fellow, to help us interpret an article in the New York Times recently with photograph from a satellite, we can presume, very high over China. The headline tells the story, a second new nuclear missile base for China and many questions about strategy. Is China scrapping its minimum deterrence strategy and joining an arms race? Rick, you're the man with the response to this that I listen very carefully to. This photograph shows something that's very strange, although it looks like a Hardy Boys picture of a rocket base, some island off the coast of Hardy Boys territory. What am I looking at, Rick, and what is the doubt? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. What has happened, John, is that nonprofit organizations with a lot of money and access to commercial satellite imagery have discovered a second major field of Chinese silos under construction for new ICBMs. There was a previous revelation about 3 weeks ago, and that was for about 136 new silos. The latest revelation is for 110 more silos. So if you assume that all the new silos have the 10 warhead capable Dongfeng 41 solid fuel ballistic missile, you're looking at an additional eventual warhead count of over 2,000, over 2,300 new warheads, in addition to the usual 300 to 400 that are credited by open sources. Now, the Chinese have never, ever told us how many nuclear warheads they have, nor will they tell us how many warheads they intend to have. This is all part of their strategies of coercion to generate fear, but my just off the cuff estimate is that when these silos are completed, and if they are stuffed with DF-41 ICBMs, and you add the single warhead missiles on the 094 nuclear ballistic missile submarine, and the possibility of a six warhead missile on the type 096, which will be coming along. If they build six of the 096s like they've built of the 094s, and then you add the current estimate, let's say 300 warheads, we're looking at an eventual Chinese warhead count that will exceed 3,000, may even exceed 3,100. And that's an interesting number, because if the United States turned around and put all of our multiple warheads back on our missiles that were warheads that were taken off of those missiles pursuant to the Obama era New START treaty, we would also be able to deploy about 3,200 warheads.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, many people in the U.S. Policy community think that we should end our land-based portion of our triad, our silos. I don't think that we should, but it would seem to me that China's rapid expansion of their silos, whether they're going to fill all of them or just use decoys, that would seem to me to put an end to the discussion in the U.S. about the utility of land-based silos. Wouldn't you think?
Absolutely, Gordon. The groups, the members of Congress that are promoting the curtailment, the end of the new ICBM development program, are part of a kind of united front effort of the type that pops up when the United States is confronted by threats from communist governments. This is the same dynamic that took place in the 1980s when the Reagan administration wanted to deploy new intermediate range weapons in Europe. This is you know, part and parcel of our democracy, I suppose, but they're all counseling suicide. And they simply have no credible arguments, especially now that China has decided to sprint not just to nuclear parity, but to try to achieve nuclear superiority.
Rick, do I remember correctly that there was speculation over these years that China has nuclear weapons or nuclear missiles capable of carrying nuclear weapons in tunnels somewhere in central China? I'm remembering indistinctly, but it was about the time of the great earthquake that damaged a major part of central China. And the question was, what were the tunnels for?
Yes, John, the People's Liberation Army has completed several thousand kilometers worth of tunnels for the specific purpose of hiding horizontally based road mobile missiles, ICBMs. They have about two units of the new DF-31 or DF-41 in road mobile configuration, and probably about five or six units of the single warhead DF-31, DF-31A, DF-31AG. But yes, these are all in tunnels, in hillsides, and we expect that DF-41s will soon be based on railroad mobile units. And to boot, China is developing an even larger silo-based ICBM to put or to supplement and probably eventually replace the DF-41.
Gordon?
Rick, the Biden administration has actually started to reaffirm arms control agreements with Russia. It would seem that with China not being part of those discussions, that would put the United States at some disadvantage, especially if Russia and China were to cooperate in a wartime setting. Is there any talk in the U.S. defense communities of just actually ditching these agreements with Russia?
I've heard of no such notion from the Biden administration, Gordon. They rushed, in my opinion, prematurely in a dangerous way to reaffirm or extend the New START treaty for another 5 years. They must have seen the intelligence about concern that China was beginning to embark on such a sprint to expand its nuclear arsenal. China's actions certainly cast the Biden administration decision as a clear mistake. This United States right now requires the flexibility to go beyond New START limits and to defend the United States and our allies. The Chinese are threatening to take away the extended nuclear deterrent offered by the United States that has preserved peace and stability in Asia and Europe for generations. The Chinese are taking this away, and the only way that we can keep it is to expand our numbers, because we, at the end of the day, we have to also consider that China and Russia will combine their nuclear might against us.
Rick Fisher, yes, of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, A New Arms Race, question mark. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.